Love the girl, let me know. Hey.
Girl, if you're toast, touch, me not like you. If you can't mash hands, me not like you. You can't defend yourself, me not like you. And me not love, girl, where is if you frighten them?
Hey.
Y'all fit on up in a dance and wind up your body like a sure, so your body not drop off. Y'all when afraid if I y'all this, you are this your friend. Something in a purse for your papa. You know like a what y'all. Goody goody girl out of style from 99. So when you see me in the street with a night or day, it's a bad y'all me walk me fine. Cause me love y'all when ba 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 ba. Ba 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 them. Ba 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 yo. Ba 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 ba. Me no like y'all we soft and no weak in a hard respect. Y'all never dare this a king, but real lioness enough fi afraid for the king. And in a the bed enough fi play with the thing. Me no want a little girl, me no do baby sitting. You try but chip in enough fi slow me down. Ready for the road when the road fi run. If a badness enough afraid, no fear than none. And when me itch with the love, you just pull me down. Me tell you, ba 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 ba. Me no like you. If you care much hands, me no like you. You can't defend yourself, me no like you. And me no love y'all with hate if you frighten up. Hey, if you toast touch, me no like you. Can't defend yourself, me no like you. If you can't make me smile, me no like you. And me no love y'all with hate if you frighten up. Because me love y'all with ba 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 them. Ba 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 ba. Me no like y'all with soft and weak in the heart, y'all fit. Ba 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 ba. Dance and wind up your body like a sure, so your body not drop off. Y'all when afraid if I y'all this, you are this your friend. Something in a purse for your papa. Me no like a word, y'all. Goody goody girl out of style from 99. So when you see me in the street with a night or day, it's a bad y'all me walk me fine. Cause me love y'all with ba 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 them. Ba 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 y'all. Ba 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 ba. Me no like y'all with soft and weak in the heart, y'all fit. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba
ba
ba
ba ba ba ba
ba
ba ba ba ba
ba ba
ba ba ba.
Girl, I run down the Gaza youth. What you expect me to do? Love them, tender touch them. Different girl every day. Love them, tender touch them. Me have girl everywhere, but you are me baby, yeah. Hey, shawty catch me last night with a fat brown girl a stand vibe. And she swing off on me with a knife. Me hug her up and say that's alright. Cause you know you are the love of my life. No worry cause you are my wife. But me have to have a new girl every night. She hear about Kim and ask me why.
Me never mean to. You have to believe me. Another girl gonna have a baby. You know you are me everything. Me no need another But a bag of girl I run down the Gaza youth.
What you expect me fi do? Love them, tender touch them. Different girl every day. Love them, tender touch them. Me have girl everywhere, but you are me baby, yeah.
Hey.
The first youth Sophie I bring, that a me baby mother of Brooklyn. She tell me say if me get an next youth, she a chucking at the river, she can't swim. No bother with the suicide thing. See down here, so me me thing. Me swear for love you till time end, but Tanisha pregnant again.
Me never mean to, you have to believe me. Another girl gonna have a baby. You know you are me everything. Me no need another But a bag of girl I run down the Gaza youth.
What you expect me fi do? Love them, tender touch them. Different girl every day. Love them, tender touch. approach them. Me have gal everywhere, but you are me baby, yeah. Hey.
Relationships can be too much homework for two people. Boys and girls, what Spot On is all about. Join Yemma Baby and get the A-plus in your relationship circles, only on Penguin Radio.
I've been everywhere, man, looking for someone who can please me, love me all night long. I've been everywhere, man, looking for you.
Good evening, welcome back, folks. It's been a lovely week. My week started off on a great note. I had a lovely weekend. I hope y'all have had a lovely weekend. I know it's a Wednesday, but I'm just saying I'm hoping y'all have had a lovely weekend, because I haven't spoke to y'all since Friday, and today's on Wednesday. And you know, before we kick off the show, news on top of the hour, you know what is going on right now. There's a presidential debate that's happening, and folks have been waiting for this debate for, you know, quite a long time. So news on top of the hour, the first presidential debate between President Barack Obama and Mitt Romney is going on right now in Denver. If you didn't know, now you know. Go tune in. You can watch the debate live, and, you know, just tune in and listen to what the issues that they're talking about. There is a meningitis outbreak that is spreading around in 5 states, North Carolina, Virginia, Florida, and Tennessee, and Maryland. And so far, 2 people have died in Tennessee, 1 in Virginia, and 1 in Maryland. U.S. Army veteran is suing the U.S. government for $10 million over a frost-bitten penis. Yeah, and international news, Turkey clashes with Syria over civilian deaths in the Turkey border. In sports news, Andy Murray marches into Japan Open quarterfinals in Tokyo. Cristiano Ronaldo in the Champions League scored a hat-trick, which leaves Real Madrid in command of the group of death, as Manchester City was held to a 1-1 draw at home. Michael Schumacher still motivated despite Hamilton's deal with Mercedes. For more info on the international news, the United States news, and the sports news, you can log on to CNN.com and check out those news. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuning in right now, you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. You DJ for the day or for the night. Yeah, my baby, the show that you're listening to is Spot On. Do not go anywhere. Before we kick the show, let me just have a grab, you know, let me just drink some water and come back, okay? Cool. Welcome back to Penguin Radio. Yeah, my baby right here. And like I promised, dude, we have a lot of interesting things to talk about, which just makes me so excited. Folks, I'm always so excited to get back to the studio and just share with y'all everything that is going on around the world, around our community, whether it's at Dominican University or whether it's in Marin County, whether it's in California, whether it's in, you know, any state around the world, whichever country you're at. Welcome, okay? So first and foremost, before we start the show, my friend, I'm not going to mention his name, but my friend had his vehicle towed last week. And the towing company wanted $330 for him to get his car back. So, you know, before I share the content that that I got for you today, let's just first of all think about this, you know, talk about it for a minute, because it could happen to y'all. It happened to my friend. It might as well happen to y'all. So, my friend, his vehicle was towed because it seems like, oh, he was told that the reason why the vehicle was towed is because he parked it at the wrong spot. And he's jobless. He didn't have money, of course, to pay the towing company. He didn't have, he didn't have money. That's the bottom line. That's what I'm trying to say. He didn't have money. So when his vehicle was towed, he was frustrated because he had to go to work. He had to drive to go to where he works for internship. And, you know, just to drive to different places. So, yo, Dominican community, what y'all think about the way the security on campus is, you know, putting stickers on your car, or they towing your car without you knowing, and then they end up frustrating you because at the same time you're supposed to be studying, you don't have money because you're not working, and you know, you run into this predicament. What do you do? So, the reason why I'm talking about this is because it can't happen to anybody. And, I just want us to think about it for a second. Do y'all think that security on campus is being unreasonable, kind of, when they tow away our car because we don't have money? Or do y'all think that they are justified to do it? I think, personally, if it happened to me, I would be so frustrated because I don't have any other source of transportation. So if I don't have my car around, then that means my schedule is literally messed up. So that is my opinion. I'm just saying that at least people should be giving warnings. You know, you do something wrong, you should get a warning. They should warn you the first time, they should do it the second time. And if you repeat it the third time, then they should kind of have a sitting with y'all instead of towing away your car. Okay? Because my friend was so frustrated last week and he didn't do squat. So me, I just think that it's wrong for students to be frustrated in that manner. And y'all folks, think about it and, you know, just let me know what y'all think, okay? So, topics of the day today. Tyler Perry gives, I don't know if y'all know Tyler Perry, but Tyler Perry is one of my favorite director, actor, producer. He's all in one. Okay, so Tyler Perry, he's a philanthropist. And the reason why I'm saying that, do not tune out, okay? I'm going to give you the reason. And there's a bunch of folks out there that are driving like crazy, road rage. People having a lot of accident that could be prevented, but people are just being unreasonable, driving under the influence. And you know, there's a couple of folks like that. So, you know, for today, I got a lot of examples that I got a lot of stories to share about these folks. All right. And there's a bisexual student that was kicked out or was sent away from school because she had a T-shirt with some message on it. I don't know if y'all read that story, but that story just literally dropped my jaw. I was like, what? For real? You know, it's man, damn. All right. Second grade teacher. Oh, second grade boys, actually, who were like 8, 7 years old. Three of them. They have been accused in a court of law for doing some horrific sexual abuse on another 8-year-old classmate of theirs, folks. telling you, man, I don't know what the world is, you know, going into. There's a female teacher who's 31 years old. She has quit her job because she has been found in a scandal with a 17-year-old student. Yeah, I told you, man. Like, I have some crazy topics today. Extraordinary, there's these Russian couples or Russian family. I don't know whether I should call them couples, but family, who were mixed up with some green card scandal, like a marriage. The marriage was a sham. They did some things that apparently the government's not happy about. And then how far would you go to make you look young? Like, would you accept being young gracefully? Would you embrace it? Or would you try to come up with some weird ways just to make you look young forever? You know, so we're also going to talk about, to what extent would you go to make yourself look beautiful in your 60s or in your 70s or in your 80s? I don't know. To what extent would you go? Right? So, yeah, like I said, crazy, crazy, crazy. People are doing crazy stuff out there, all right? But, you know, before we delve into it, listen to this song first, okay? And I'm going to be right back. If you just tuned in right now, folks, this is Penguin Radio, a radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby, on spot on.
Relationships can be too much homework for two people. Boys and girls is what Spot On is all about. Join Yemma Baby and get the A+ in your relationship circles, only on Penguin Radio.
Girl,
Yeah. All right. So, right into it, all right? Y'all have been waiting patiently. Tyler Perry gave this woman in Florida. She bought the woman a new Chrysler 300 because the woman's vehicle was stolen by some robber. And the reason why he did that was because the woman published a story in the local news. You know, she said that she left her car and she went to buy grocery, and when she came back, her car was not there. So some thug has stolen a vehicle or a handicapped vehicle from this handicapped woman. So this story touched Tyler Perry's heart, and Tyler Perry was like, dude, this is not the way our society is supposed to be. So I'm gonna make some gesture here. I'm gonna do something to kind of make the woman not depressed, because she was affected in a way that she couldn't, you know, she couldn't have the kind of transportation from her place to her work, and she was supposed to be driving her mom around. So he bought the woman a car, which is a very nice gesture. This is how we are supposed to live, like, folks. You know, if you see something that's wrong and then you feel like you might give a hand, you should do it. You know, that's how a society is supposed to be like. You know, that way people become responsible, people become loving, and the society just become embracing. And you feel like, you feel good living in a community like that. So kudos to Tyler Perry, one of my favorite directors, actors, producers out there. And I love his film, and he's a nice guy. And he just demonstrated that there's a lot of nice guys around, okay? So all hope is not lost, folks. Anyway, on to the next topic. This guy was too much drunk. He was so drunk, folks. And he swerved, you know, across. He swerved along the road, and he hit some trees. Like, he had a car crash. So when he had a car crash, of course, people called the cops. And when the cops came, they found him there, and he was kind of like talking to himself. So, of course, the cops, like, you know, the usual drill. They were like, yo, get out the car. Come see some identification and whatnot. And then they asked him, like, what happened? Of course, the guy said that I had a car crash. The cops were like, yeah, of course, we see that. But would you mind letting us know what happened before you had a car crash? And he was like, well, what made me have the car crash was I saw an elephant. So I was trying to avoid the elephant. And then I, like, boom, went straight to the tree. And it's funny because everybody knows that in that neighborhood, there are no elephants around. So, and the guy said that he had seen a pink elephant. So the elephant that he had seen, it was pink. So clearly the cops were like, this guy is hallucinating. And they found some weed in the car, and they found out that the guy took some weed and then dipped the weed in some solution, which kind of made him, instead of going to cloud nine, the guy went all over to cloud, he went all the way to cloud number 12. So the guy was way high there, okay? So of course he was arrested. And it's funny that the guy, this was his seventh DUI arrest. So he's been arrested six times, and this is his seventh time. So, which makes me think, folks, this happened in Newcastle. So this makes me think, like, seven times arrested driving under the influence. If this was in California, his driving license would have been suspended or revoked, because a guy like this, dude, he would kill somebody on the road, you know? Because if he's been arrested six times and this is his seventh time being arrested driving under the influence, then that means also that county or that particular city is not being serious, because this incident is supposed to be taken so seriously, because next time he might hit somebody. And a guy like this driving around, he puts other people's lives at risk. And my opinion is his license should be revoked. He should not be driving for the next 10 or 20 years, and he should be locked up. Okay? Driving and you saying that you see pink elephants? What is that? That is crap. I don't dude, I don't like people who, you know, put other people's lives at risk. And this other guy, same case, but he wasn't driving under the influence. But what happened was, he was driving, but at the same time having sex in the car. So the woman that he was driving with was somebody else's wife, and they had come from a party, and one thing led to another, and the woman found him or herself on top of the man. So she was giving the man head, and they was doing it until the guy ran into another car. So they had a front collision with another car, and it's very unfortunate because the woman died instantly, and the other woman, the one that they had the collision with, died instantly. It's sad because she was a mother of four kids. She was like 32 years old, and now she's dead, and now the kids are orphaned. They don't got no mommy. It's so sad because the guy, well, you know, some of y'all will say it's fortunate the guy's alive, but he broke 46 bones. And right now he's going to be convicted of driving while having sex. He's going to be convicted, and his lawyers or the judge or the jury, I don't know, say that he's going to be 4 years behind bars. Only 4 years, folks. You know, this is somebody who killed a woman who had four kids, and he's been convicted of 4 years only. I don't understand how justice works, but sometimes when you look at it rationally, it looks like justice sometimes can be unfair. Because if this was just another guy, well, I don't know. Maybe he had some good lawyers out there, because the lawyers argued that if he plead guilty, then he's going to get 4 years. But if he doesn't plead guilty, then they might add up the time that he must serve in prison. So, of course, the guy said that I'm guilty. I don't want to, you know, defend myself. Obviously, I was wrong. And I am sorry that I killed somebody in the process of my stupidity. And I'm sorry that people are dead. I'm sorry that people are hurt. But I'm guilty as charged. So he's going to get 4 years. It's sad. It's very sad. But, you know, it is what it is, man. Like, justice, man. That's justice, you know. So, folks with cars, man, what do you do when you get your driving license? What's the first thing that you do? Do you go out driving around recklessly? Do you have sex in your car? Do you drive while drunk? Because a lot of folks do this. And every day, every Friday before my, you know, like after my show, because my show is at 7 on Friday, I usually tell you folks, there's a lot of parties over the weekend. On Saturday, Sunday, Friday night, I usually tell y'all, do not drive while drunk, okay? If you're drunk, you can have a designated driver, or you can walk, or you can drive a bicycle, you know, because a bicycle cannot hurt anybody, well, except yourself, because you might, you know, if you run into a ditch, you might end up hurting yourself real bad. But do not drive a vehicle while driving. It's not good. It's not good for the community, and you might actually end up finding yourself behind bars. All right, folks? Dude, that's our first segment. And, like, you know, if you're tuning in right now, you're listening to Penguin Radio, Penguin, a radio that Dominican, that EDU, yeah, my baby right here, only on Spot On, okay? Check out this music. I'm going to be right back.
Hey, I do it for the ladies.
Hey,
I gotta keep it hood.
I do it for the city.
Where you at, Polo?
Hey, yeah. I know y'all miss me out there.
I see you, Ron.
I miss y'all too.
Yo, Keith, you was right.
Say, Ush.
We just getting started.
Me, you, and Jeezy gonna have to get into it this time.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I wanna see you late night when the clubs stay hype. How you dance on the floor, make me wanna lay pipe. Look so good, smell so nice. As you throw your legs up in the air so high. Feel so good in there, no light. Can't break my bank, I don't care, go try. Got a watch and a bottle of Patron on ice. Take one of these, never get in your flight. Never had so much fun in your life. Help me help you get it in, don't fight. Everything you like and done all night. Make DJs play this song all night. But so round, wanna touch that now. On my own club, I shut that down. Just to watch you go up and down. Hit it from behind while you look back round. Get to your real, cause I love that sound. Was a good girl, you're enough for now.
now. Hey, try to keep up with the tempo now. I beat that thing up, then slow down. Pull your hair, smack your rear. Baby, chill, just let go. Have no fear. Want you so bad, I'm so sincere. Don't care who see, let's go in here.
Sugar, I am all about getting paid and giving back to my community. That is why I listen to Get That Moolah with Yemma Baby, only on Spot On.
Welcome back. All right, now more into the most interesting fun part, or the most the funnest part, or the most fun part in the show, or on the show. There's this lady. She's bisexual, and she went to school with a T-shirt that was saying, or the T-shirt had these words inscribed on the T-shirt. The words are you listening? The words are, I enjoy vagina. Yeah, there was one. I enjoy vagina on the T-shirt. And the T-shirt was red. Have y'all seen the Coca-Cola T-shirt saying, you know, there's this design that the Coca-Cola has on their red T-shirts? It's something like, I enjoy Coca-Cola. So it's the same font, the same T-shirt, but the words in white, I enjoy vagina. And she went to school. This girl, she's in high school. She's 15 years old. So when she went to school, of course, some of the teachers around were giving her a bad eye. And then this teacher like confronted the girl, and he told the girl that don't you think it's kind of inappropriate for you to put this, you know, or to come with this t-shirt to school? And the guy was like, no, I don't think it's inappropriate. And this is my freedom of speech. I'm expressing myself, you know. There's nothing wrong with vagina. We talk about vagina every day in school, and there's nothing wrong with it. So apparently the teacher didn't like that, and the teacher forced the girl to change the t-shirt. So the guy was given an ultimatum to change the t-shirt or to be sent home. She refused to change the t-shirt, and she was sent home. So the father was so frustrated, the father was so mad. He was so mad that he called the local station, and he told them what went down. My girl was sent home because she had some t-shirt on. So before they sent the girl home, the school called the dad to let the dad know what was going on. The dad was told, like, your daughter got a t-shirt that got some indecent, in quotes, message on the t-shirt, and we don't like the message on the t-shirt. So we asked your girl to remove the t-shirt or to change with something else or to put some jacket on top of it, but she refused. So we're going to send her home. And the dad was like, what? Are you kidding me? That is my baby. She got her right to express herself. And I saw her leaving home with a t-shirt. I didn't mind. So who are y'all to mind? And so y'all gonna leave her the hell alone. That's what the dad told the teacher or the school. So the school sent the girl home and the dad was so mad. So which brings me to, you know, because I remember a couple of weeks back, we talked about dress code. Do y'all think that students, especially in high school and elementary and middle school, do y'all think that these students should have a formal dress code? You know, because this has been happening, because the last time I talked about it, some girl had some skinny or some tighties that looked at the, you know, looked like the color of her skin, and it seems like she wasn't wearing none. So she was sent home because of the color of her tighties. So do y'all think that students should be sent home because of the way they dress? Or I can rephrase the question. Do y'all think that we should have a formal dress code in our schools, in our high schools, middle school, elementary, or even our colleges? Because do some people just go way overboard with the way they dress, you know? I mean, I don't have a problem with it. But a lot of people do have a problem with it, and they don't say, you know. So I am just saying that we should be careful the way we put on, you know. I've been saying it, and I'm saying it again. We should be very wary of the way we put on, you know. We should be conscious of the dresses that you buy, the clothes that you put on, and your wardrobe. If you need to hold your wardrobe, do it. If you need to overhaul your wardrobe, do it. All right? Because this is some serious stuff, you know? I would not like it if some teacher sent my kid away from school because of some t-shirt that she had on. But also, it's my responsibility as a dad to make sure that my daughter got some decent clothes that she puts on, you know? Because I would not, you know, this freedom of speech. I don't doubt that. I'm not fighting freedom of speech. But at the same time, I'm saying that we should have limits as to what we're trying to express to everybody. You know? That's just my opinion. What do y'all think? Hit me up on my Facebook fan page at Spot on Facebook, okay? And let me know what y'all think. Or you can also call the studio at 415-482-3587. Send me a text or give me a holler, all right? Anyways. There's these three boys who are like 7, 8, 9 years old, and they've been taken to court right now. They're being sued, them and their family, because the three kids apparently watched pornography. Yeah, they watched pornography, and they molested or they acted out the scenes that they saw on the pornography material that they saw. So what they did was after watching porn, and they they came to this kid and they were like, yo, you gonna do what we are saying. Okay, this is just my words, but I don't know what they said, but I'm thinking they said it the way I'm saying it, because they must have scared this little guy into doing what they wanted. So what they wanted was to get some head, blowjob. That's what they wanted from this other kid. This other kid was 8 years old. And right now the case in court, we are waiting to see what's going to happen. For more info on this, you can log on to dailymail.co.uk and read about it. You know, it's good to be informed. That's why I'm here. That's what Spot On is all about, to let y'all know what's going on around the world in our community. There's some mad things that's happening. 3 kids who are not even 10 being caught up in a case like this, watching pornography. Where did they get the material from? From their folks? From, by the way, the court or the prosecutor is saying that the kids got their material from the internet. You know, our schools today give us iPad, right? And in iPad, you can access anything. So the kids access the pornography material on their iPad. But I'm also saying, this is just my thinking. They would not just all of a sudden get an interest in watching porn. You know, they must have had it from somewhere, or they must have seen it from somewhere. Either their older brother or their mom and dad, you know, because I know folks are weird, right? This also shows us how, you know, some parenting is like, because some parents like leave their kids to do what the heck they want. So they can do whatever they want without the parents stopping them. Because I believe that if we have a smartphone, we should have some parental controls whereby you can now visit some websites. But this is just me saying, you know. So what do y'all think about that? Do y'all think that if kids have gadgets like iPods, smartphones, and, you know, Kindle and computer, do y'all think that their parents should put some lock devices like parental controls on those devices so that it would limit them from visiting pornographic sites and anything that is violent or illegal or, you know, stuff like that? Do y'all think that that's legitimate, or what do y'all think? Do y'all think that, you know, kids should just be let, you know, to be let free to do whatever they want? I think they should be governed. Folks should watch over them. You know, their guardians and their elder brothers and sisters should watch what they are doing with those gadgets. That's my opinion. In schools, it seems like crazy things are just happening in schools. This female teacher who is 31 years old, she just quit her job like yesterday. And the reason why she quit her job, she's a psychology and English teacher. The reason why she quit her job was because she was caught red-handed having sex with a 17-year-old student in a parking lot. In the school's parking lot, not just any parking lot. In the school's parking lot. So, which gets me to thinking, folks, you know, our desire to have sex is so intense that some of us, when we get that urge, it seems like our reasoning just flies away. We don't reason. So, here's a scenario. A 31-year-old female teacher and a 17-year-old kid having sex in the school's parking lot. What were they thinking? Like, if you have sex in the school's parking lot, everybody walks by there all the time. Don't they think that you're going to get caught? Dude, I do not know what goes on in people's mind, folks. So the case right now, or the student's parents are suing the teacher for having sex with their kid. This kid is 17. I believe he was doing what he knew. It ain't like he was being forced to do it. And it turns out that they've had sex 4 times. 2 times in the parking lot and 1 time in the female teacher's home. And the other time they did it in the bathroom. So the kid is saying that they did it like that and the teacher used to call on him. But I don't think it's entirely the teacher's fault. It's also the kid's fault, because he had the opportunity, or he had the choice to say no. You know, if he felt like the teacher was harassing him, he should have called on the folks or told some of his friends, or even told on you know, go to the principal, tell the principal, like, I'm being forced to have sex and this is not right. I don't want to do it. So, you know, and then right after that, then he can get some advice. But right after getting caught red-handed, this is when he's saying that the teacher was forcing him to do it. Heck no, I'm not buying that. That is not true. He was doing what he did know, and this kid, I don't think that this should be in court. I don't think that the teacher should be convicted of any crime because she didn't do any crime. It was totally, you know, it was totally her fault and the boy's fault. And these are two consenting adults consenting to having sex. So nobody's to be blamed. I know y'all might say, oh, the teacher is old and she took advantage of the boy, but the boy had the chance to say no. Okay, so it's my opinion that this is not fair to the teacher to be taken to court because she had sex with this 17-year-old kid. I think that the case should not have any bearing in court, in a court of law. That's just my opinion. And like I'm saying, I give it to you straight the way I feel like, you know. If y'all have some, if you all have your opinion, you can hit me up. Let me know what you do think, because that's what I do think, okay? Anyways, it's crazy, I know, you know, crazy stuff happening on our campuses and our schools. But anyway, you know, if we don't talk about this kind of stuff, then that means it's going to happen on a regular basis. So it's good that we talk about it and then we come up with a solution to, you know, to these problems, okay? If y'all tuned in right now, you listen to Penguin Radio, a radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby, right here, only on Spot On. I got to pay some bills, but when I come back, you know, as usual, like, crazy, crazy, crazy happenings around the world, all right?
You feel so good, she said. What if I could? But I gotta leave you alone. She said, I gotta leave you alone. She said, I know you bad, but I want you back. She said, makes me so sad that I gotta leave you alone. Gotta leave you alone.
I got my mind on my money. All I need is a bad bitch that I can run through the city, spend this cash with. That I can run through the city, spend this cash on. Wake up in the morning, get my smash on. I don't want much, baby, egg whites. Keep your stomach and your thighs and your legs right. While I'm out here, focus, getting this bread right. But if the head right, Jesus, the head lie. Wake up in the morning and I'm still here. Up in the morning and I ain't gone. All I ask, let me just do me. And maybe just me and you can get along. Had the mother bitches mad when they seen us. Had to match the Rolexes, baby, team us. Yeah, the earth is our turf, we can share the world. Maybe even go half on a baby girl.
She said, you ain't no good, but you feel so good. She said, what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone. So sad that I gotta leave you alone. I gotta leave you alone.
Let me be your mind reader, let me read your mind. And when I'm done with the front, hit it from behind. Love and loyalty never cross a line. Just hit a nigga up when I cross your mind. Show you how to get your
zone, you won't be watching mine. Put you up on G so you're out of shine. And maybe we can kick it when I got a time. Be my backbone, every nigga need a spot. Gotta know you ride with me if I'm right or wrong. In case I wake up in the morning and it's all gone. Best believe I'ma get it right back. That's the hustler in me, I know you like that. You probably think I'm with a different broad every night. When I think about this shit, man, you probably right. The more I think about it, shit, you probably wrong. Cause what you didn't think about is that yeah. I'm probably grown.
She said, you ain't no good, but you feel so good. She said, what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone. Me so sad that I gotta leave you alone. I gotta leave you alone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Animal House.
Over like Hardaway, somewhere outside the states, where tomorrow's like the day, and I'm out in the space, where nobody else can stay, and if I can go with you, then I'll go get the ticket right now, if that's cool. Have you ever been close to, feeling like leaving the coast too, feeling like leaving with somebody who holds you the right way, while watching the night fade, make you feel like you right back in the ninth grade, when you know what he likes and what he might say, and you try to be calm and answer in nice ways, and if I can go with you, way out the states, no two ways, so no page, no cell, so no trace, and you just a phone call away, so all I gotta say is,
if I can go, go home to go, I'll pack my things, soon as you say, baby vamos, we'll fly away.
About to make a lot of people annoyed and croy. You better know I know how to sneak with them toys. Employed with the block since around 94, boy. And if I can flow with you, the dot though after the studio, I roll with you. I send Dutch and three other goons to go get you. Sicario, the name who waits the whole issue. Grown men keep on crying, get more tissues. The way me and this girl, he rhyming is so official. That I'm taking a trip to with no pistols. Cause everything peace, only sand, no streets. Little Miami heat, that's the plan, we'll see. Two cups, more than Sinyando when the sand beats. And I think I'll go with you. So tell the station you need a week, back to you. Come on.
Go, I'll pack my things soon as you say, baby vamos, we'll fly away like there is no tomorrow. If I can go, go, I'll tell my friends nothing at all. I'll get my things soon as you say, baby vamos, we'll fly away.
Fly away,
no one has to know.
No, no, no,
they take
no,
me
no.
Question now is LaGuardia or Kennedy?
And a seat, no out the window, cause I like the scene. Okay. Seeing as the house so fly, me and the clouds can speak.
And since we about to go in a few.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to tell Trace, thank you, go that ahead. We got from grateful. What was you trying to say, boo?
Nothing, just grab my chain off the table with two-way two.
Okay, that little place is a great move, and ain't no problems, lest the water don't stay blue.
And the shop's there.
If they don't got them, they don't make them.
True.
No concrete, just sand, throw away your shoes right. Now. That we are on our way. And our bags is packed. The car service is not late.
Everything's okay.
So I guess I catch you on the next track. Now I don't gotta ask.
If I can go, go home to go. I'll pack my things soon as you say, baby vamos, we'll fly away. Like there is no tomorrow. If I can go, go home to go. I'll tell my friends nothing at all. I'll get my things soon as you say, baby vamos, we'll fly away.
If I can go, go home to go. As you say, baby vamos, we'll fly away like there is no tomorrow. And if I can go contigo, I'll tell my friend nothing else.
tell my friends nothing ever.
Welcome back to Penguin Radio. This is radio.dominican.edu. You listen to Spot On. Yeah, my baby in the studio. Anyway, so there is this story about this Russian family. And I know it's kind of twisted, but there's this guy who's gay, okay? And the guy who's gay, he's 32 years old. And he's married to somebody who's, his husband, he's 66 years old. He's kind of old. So his mother came to the United States. They are Russian, by the way. So his mother came to the United States and, you know, just to visit. And it turned out that the mother found work. And because she was having problems with her visa, you know, so she couldn't stay in the United States. And she had to go back to Russia and to kind of, fix her visa problems. So what happened was the guy talked to his husband and convinced the husband to marry the mom so that the mom could get, you know, could stay in the United States because she was married. So the guy, of course, obliged, and they got married, and they lived for 10 years together. So this guy's husband, okay? And, you know, they're gay. Both, the two of them, they're gay. So that means they do it. Now, you know, they do. Yo, folks, I told you this kind of twisted. So these guys are gay, right? And this gay guy, the husband, has married this guy's mom. So this guy spends time with the mom. And of course, you know, when I talk about spending time, that means they make out and whatnot. And he comes back to the other guy and they do it. So, you know, this guy kind of got married to another woman because, I don't know, for whatever reason, but when he got married, his wife got jealous of the situation and he went public to the police and told them that this guy, the marriage of this guy to the mom is a fraud, because the reason why this guy married the mom was because the mom wanted to stay in the United States because she, you know, she was supposed to be sent back home. So that's the reason why they married the mom. So the whole thing was kind of a scam, and right now they're being investigated, and if found guilty, they're going to be sent back to Russia. Regardless of, you know, the situation, whether they have money or not, they're going to be sent back. So it's kind of true. Like, I don't know how, you know, the extent that people go through to do certain things like this right now. This is crazy. I don't see how somebody would pimp their own mom to their own husband. I don't understand. This is so twisted, folks. And I don't know to what extent you would go through to kind of make yourself look beautiful, because there's this celebrity guy who goes to this beauty parlor and he gets treated using a sheep's placenta. Sheep's placenta is his treatment for being young while old. He's old. He's like 50 some years old, but he want to look like a teenager. He wants to be young forever. So he gets treated by the sheep's placenta, like they, you know, rub it on his face, you know, and he becomes young again. So I don't know to what extent people, you know, would go through to kind of actually, you know, because nobody want to get old. Everybody want to stay young forever. And the same place that this guy go through, Victoria Beckham, goes to the same spot to get her facial done and her manicure and a pedicure and what have you. So folks do crazy stuff to stay healthy or to stay young. And because I remember, like, you know, last week I talked about the way celebrities go to this beauty parlor to get the bee sting or the bee's poison injected in their skin so that they can have no wrinkles and no pimples and their face stays smooth all day long or all year long. So I don't know to what extent you go through to actually stay young and beautiful. I think that people should accept, if they're old or if they're young, you should accept your age, live your age, and act your age. You know, so I don't know if I can call these kind of people role models, because they are trying to make our society look or to follow some trends that I don't really think these kind of trends are healthy, you know, because when somebody's like, you know, hits their 60s or 70s, it turns out that they have some disease or they have some situation in their life, and then they will remember what they did to their skin, you know, to make them have this situation that they're having right now. So think about it. To what extent would you go through to look beautiful? All right? Until Friday, folks, I'm wishing you a good night. Join my boy Johnny in the music box. The Music Central. Sorry about that. The Music Central. Join him. He's coming up next. But do have a lovely night and stay beautiful and stay young, okay? Anyways, y'all have a lovely night. Later. Thank you.